I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The trial of Radovan Karadzic began in The Hague today. The former Bosnian Serb leader faces charges of war crimes and genocide. Those charges include his alleged involvement in the deaths of more than 7,000 Bosnian Muslims at Srebrenica in 1995. But there was an empty chair where Karadzic was supposed to be. That's because he's boycotting the proceedings. Reporter Emily Kopp attended the opening of the trial.
Family members of those who died during the Bosnian War in the 1990s stood outside the courthouse, waiting to hear if they had seats to the trial.
Cevat Bektašić. Rejha Avdić.
They held posters and photographs of loved ones. But inside the building, it was anticlimactic. Presiding Judge Ogan Kwan noted that the defendant, Radovan Karadzic, was not present.
I also note that as he has chosen to represent himself in these proceedings to date, there's no counsel present on his behalf.
Karadzic had warned the court that he would not be there. He said he needed another 10 months to prepare his defense. But prosecutor Hildegard Ertz-Retzlaff said Karadzic is just stalling for time.
The accused, despite having exhausted the legal remedies, now wants to dictate the commencement of trial through other means.
The defiance Karadzic is showing towards the tribunal brings to mind the trial of Slobodan Milosevic before the same court. The ex-Yugoslav president obstructed the proceedings for 4 years before that trial ended with his death in 2006. Relatives of victims of the Bosnian War voiced frustration with today's proceedings. Suada Muc came here from Srebrenica.
I think Milosevic made a circus of this court, and Karadzic is doing the same.
One of the defendant's legal advisors says Karadzic will stay away from the court again tomorrow. The judge says the trial will resume anyway, with opening statements by the prosecution. For The World, I'm Emily Kopp in The Hague, the Netherlands.